Here's your QCCR News Update. I'm Rick Conrad. It was an intense, emotional week of curling at the Scotties Tournament of Hearts for Liverpool native Jill Brothers and Team Nova Scotia, but they topped it off with a spot on the podium on Sunday. Brothers is the third on the team skipped by Christina Black. They made it to the semifinal against Manitoba's Kerry Anderson, losing 9-8, forcing Anderson to make her last shot for the win. Brothers told QCCR Monday that they were happy with how they battled back during the game.
We were almost got the steal in the end, so we just kind of kept believing in ourselves that we could make it a really close game and make it to our last rock.
It's their first year together as a team, and Brothers says getting on the podium at the national championship was a big win.
We were having a lot of fun, and we just wanted to keep the game really exciting and close, and all of our games were so great all week. It's a long, long week of a lot of focus and concentration, so we're just really happy with our performance. At the Scotties, you get a ring if you make it on the podium, so that's always been like a lifelong goal to... I want to be on the podium. I want to get a ring.
But the team also fought through some adversity to get there. Teammate Jen Baxter's father died suddenly on Saturday, the day before the semifinal.
It was a mixture of, like, you know, letting out some tears in between the games and then kind of just parking the situation a little bit and just knowing that, like, Jen and her dad would just want us to be out there, like, giving it our all. It was definitely really emotional and it was very draining. So, yeah, we just kind of found the energy to regroup and, you know, lean on each other a little bit.
Rachel Homan's team repeated as national champions after their win over Anderson on Sunday.
They were super kind to us, and after they won, they came over to us and just acknowledged the situation that we had been in the past couple days, and it was super special that they were so kind and, you know, congratulated us and just commended our play in the last couple games, knowing what we had been through.
Team Nova Scotia entered the tournament in Thunder Bay, ranked fourth in the country. And with the bronze medal win on Sunday, they believe they have a chance to be one of the seven teams with an automatic berth in the Olympic trials in Halifax in November.
So we're pretty confident that we're looking at getting one of those spots.
All team members live in the Halifax area and train together four times a week. Some other elite Canadian teams have members scattered in different cities or provinces. Brothers said being in the same city has been a big part of their success so far.
Oh, there's no way we'd be where we are without being together this much. If we were, you know, spread from Halifax to Moncton to PEI or something like that, and we're just meeting up for practice weekends, it's invaluable. And we heard a lot of it at the Scotties this year that, you know, I don't know if we have any inspiration for teams to maybe get back to doing it. I guess it feels like an old school way, like, the, you know, Colleen Jones, like, you know, they just all lived, you know, in the Halifax area for the most part, and they just were together all the time, practice, 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 and that's how they got their results.
The 41-year-old has been to the Scotties 8 times in her career as a skip and in other positions, but this is the first time the 2004 Canadian Women's Junior Champion made it to a senior semifinal.
Like, I had success at such a young age as skip, and you do it for so long that you're kind of like, the pressure can kind of wear on you after a while, and I skipped for a long time. It's a position that I'm comfortable in, but I really like to, I like to chat, I like to communicate, I like to, you know, use my strength and sweep. So for me, it actually, like, I was like, I'm so happy to play third for someone that loves playing skip. So it made it really easy for me to just be like, yep, I'm ready to set you up, clean you up, support your shots. So for me, it came really easy.
Brothers says she's keen to get back to work as the technical director for the Nova Scotia Curling Association, but she's really looking forward to getting home to Bedford and spending time with her husband Paul and their two kids. Her family was in Thunder Bay for the Scotties, but the kids got sick early in the week, so they missed a lot of it.
Yeah, I just really want to spend some time with my kids. And my daughter was so upset she couldn't go to her curling the other day when they just got home from Thunder Bay and they were under the weather. So I just want to go, like, watch my kids play soccer and go curling and go to dance. Like, that's all I want to do. So that's my that's my next goal, is to just do some work and hang out with the kids.
Brothers says she's grateful for all the support from her family and friends and from her hometown of Liverpool.
My sister lives there. My mom lives there. So we're back all the time. We're there in the summer. You know, I'd choose to be there every second weekend if we could. So it's just great to have a special little place that I still call home, and they're so supportive. A huge shout out to, like, my husband, mom that lives in Brooklyn, my mother-in-law that lives in Cole Harbor. They'll do so much. To have them supporting me to do this is, it's incredible, because we've got two kids and my husband's got a job, so we need to figure things out in a hurry sometimes, and they've always got my back. Even our neighbors, sometimes my neighbor will, like, he had to take the kids to school when I flew out for the Scotties. So we've got just so many great people helping us out, so that's super important.
That's your QCCR News Update, brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. For more on this and other stories, please visit qccrfm.com/news. I'm Rick Conrad.